Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
A popular Texan bumper sticker in the 1970s proclaimed, "Let 'em freeze in the dark." It was widely understood to be targeted at people in the northern U.S. because of Texan resentment over national energy policy. Probably a lot of people have frozen in the dark in the years since then. A case in Michigan in January has received publicity all the way out here in Vermont. 93-year-old Marvin Schur froze in his own home in Bay City, Michigan. He apparently had unpaid electric bills, and the electric company placed a fuse-like limiter on his electric meter. No one from the company explained to him what had been done. According to an AP story, when neighbors found Schur, the windows were frosted over, icicles hung from a faucet, and the World War II veteran lay dead on the bedroom floor, in a winter jacket over four layers of clothing. The doctor who performed the autopsy said Schur died a slow, painful death. It seems that Schur had enough money to pay the electric bill. His nephew suggested his 93-year-old uncle was not totally lucid anymore. Cases like Schur's could become more common, as the numbers of unemployed soar to record levels and household budgets become tighter. But they don't have to. At a meeting a year or two ago of the East Montpelier, Vermont Historical Society, a former firefighter who had retired and moved away from the town came back and recalled his days on the department. From his stories, it was clear that the department did more than put out fires. He told of one winter that the chief asked a member to stop by a house on Horn of the Moon Road, where he knew an old man lived alone. The chief had noticed that the snow hadn't been shoveled, so the firefighter stopped in. I'm afraid I don't remember the details of the man's case, but he was alive, and glad to see someone looking in on him. A Java habit at the right coffee shop can keep you from dying alone in the dark, too, as one Vermont journalist discovered in September. Peter Frain, a colorful, longtime radio and newspaper journalist, retired last year and took to daily visits to a local and locally owned coffee shop. When he didn't show up 4 days in a row, the baristas grew concerned. One of them, plus a manager, found out where he lived and looked in on him. They saw him lying in a chair in his apartment, but he didn't respond to the knock on the door. So they called the police, who entered the apartment and found him alive, though deathly ill. Frain died last month, but at least he got medical attention, 4 months more of life, and those who loved him could be with him. Neighborhood groups in central Vermont are trying to make being your brother's and sister's keeper more widespread. Everyone, not just the fire chief, not just baristas, is encouraged to look out for sidewalks that go unshoveled in winter, when we expect the person is home. We're checking in on who is the most vulnerable, who has a wood stove, and who needs help with food preparation. Both Marvin Schur and Peter Frain lived alone. One thing that can prevent people from freezing in the dark is help sharing their homes with someone they trust. Many counties in Vermont are served by HomeShare, which matches people who want to share their homes with those who need a place. Usually the arrangement is an older person living alone who needs some assistance to take on a boarder who helps with some of the chores in return for reduced or free rent. As fuel prices rise, the home share organizations are taking on more clients who simply want to stay in their homes and need companionable boarders to help pay the fuel costs. Home share is more than a classified list or a matching service. They check the background of the home seekers, and they are there to provide mediation services for the home providers and seekers in the event that disagreements arise. Hard times also call for families to take care of their own more. Expects to see more older parents living with their children, or nephews, or nieces. It's not the sort of family closeness that most of us in the U.S. are used to. But isn't it better than freezing in the dark? I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.